Unsung Women, 1897. Although you'll see many women celebrating their graduations alongside their male classmates nowadays, this wasn't always the case. Women's colleges were founded in the mid-1800s. But despite doing all the hard work and exams, women weren't full members of the university and so were not awarded any degrees in Cambridge until after World War II in 1948. Unsurprisingly, the women of the university became rather fed up with this lack of equality. They rallied together to bring about an official vote on the matter on the 21st of May, 1897. The day of the vote brought lots of protesters to Cambridge, men who had degrees from the university and were outraged about the campaign for women to be awarded degrees, were given voting rights, even if they had graduated years before. Unfortunately for women, almost three times as many men voted against them as for them. Thrilled, some male students made fun of female students and even made effigies of a woman on a bike representing emancipated women and also the leading female campaigners. They hung these figures up along wires above the queue of voters going into the Senate and afterwards burnt the effigies in the market square. You can see the photographs from the newspaper of the time showing a woman in stripy stockings riding a bike up above the corner of the market square with hundreds of men in boaters beneath waiting in line to vote against women to have equal rights to education. Gah! By the middle of the 1800s, women had grown sick and tired of being seen as inferior to men. Women who were, by law, owned by their husbands, banded together to campaign for rights like access to education and the ability to vote in a general election. The passionate campaign by the suffragettes in London is well known, but the suffragettes' actions in Cambridge are less famous, although they were just as violent. The Cambridge suffragettes gave numerous speeches to crowds, both in surrounding villages and in famous places like Parker's Peace and the Marketplace. These speeches were sometimes received well, but often angry townsmen or undergraduates tried to interrupt. The men would drown out the speakers with whistles and bells, and even by singing famous songs like Have a Banana. Once, when Mrs. Brailsford was speaking on a van on Parker's Peace, children and teenagers began moving the lorry, pushing her slowly into the middle of a cricket match. But the suffragettes did more than talk. Their motto was deeds, not words. In 1913, the suffragettes in Cambridge planted two homemade bombs, one at a railway crossing and another at the Varsity Rugby Pavilion. That bomb was made in a mustard tin. In the same year, the suffragettes placed a package reading Votes for Women in the lounge of a famous hotel. There was panic when the package was found, but it turned out only to be a block of wood. Some women achieved the vote in 1918, but it wasn't until 1928 that in the United Kingdom, men and women had equal rights for voting. Kirsty Martin composed a new song about the oppression of women in Cambridge at the Spinning House and at the degree vote, which Kirsty called Unsung Women, which you can listen to on the website.